Well, Scott, this has been quite a year for the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. The fact that you won a Grammy after recording so many years of other artists, how does it feel now as a musical director and as a founding member of this group to be able to earn that distinction?
Well, it's an incredible honor, Jose. You know, I'm still pinching myself. You know, I've been telling people that if I can bottle the feeling and sell it, I'd be rich, really. It was just an awesome experience. And what can I say? We feel blessed. In the short time that we've been together as a group, Spanish Harlem, it's going on 3 years now. We were nominated for a Grammy in 2002, and this year we won, you know, opposite some incredible people. You know, my friends, you know, people such as Gilberto Santa Rosa, Mark Anthony, and Victor Manuel. So for us to win, what can I tell you? It's awesome, man. And it just makes a statement about the music that we're trying to put out there and the support that we've gotten across the board.
How special is it, the fact that you won this Grammy, but also you had the participation of the special artist Ruben Blades, who you know for so many years? You were his musical director for Seis Solar and Sones Solar, and then you had him as an invited guest.
Well, anytime I can share time with Ruben, it's special. And for him to want to participate as a special invited guest on our record, it basically goes to show how he feels about us and obviously how we feel about him. You know, I mean, I have the highest respect for Ruben. He's one of the greatest artists that's come along in our genre of music, and in any music, actually. So it's an incredible honor to have Ruben and to be able to, you know, compartir de nuevo como colega y como amigo.
Now this evening, Ruben is receiving a very special honor from ASCAP, and you will be performing along with your band. How does this prepare you in the sense that it's somewhat different than doing their concert gigs or your nightclub gigs, in the sense that it's more of a happening, if you will, and an event?
Well, it's going to be a short snippet for us. I wish it was longer, but we did do a tour with Ruben when our CD came out. We toured Europe last July. But this is just a short snippet in homage to Ruben, you know, paying him the honor that he deserves and his special day, because this is a special day. And I'm so honored to have been invited to participate in this event. And we're going to play a little medley for Ruben, and hopefully he'll get up and join us. I'm gonna ask him if he'll do us the honor and sing a song or part of a song. And what can I say? It's going to be special.
Now, for the folks up in Boston, this year we're celebrating 30 years of the anniversary of the radio show Con Salsa, which I've been honored to be the host and producer for these 30 years. And we've been looking forward to having Spanish Harlem Orchestra perform in the Boston area. You don't know how many phone calls I get every weekend. People are just sending me emails, calling me, when is Spanish Harlem Orchestra going to perform in the Boston area? Why don't you let us know the good news?
Well, our office, IMN, which is International Music Network, just informed me that we have 3 dates in the Massachusetts area. I think University of Massachusetts, I think the Berkeley Theater in Boston, and we're doing Portsmouth, New Hampshire in October. Somebody else emailed me today. I forgot the Latino organization. I think it's South Boston. Was inquiring about our availability in July or August, I believe. So hopefully, we're definitely going to be there in October, but hopefully we'll get the opportunity to be there before.